Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principle from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, already in progress.
They went to the hospital and they'd done all the tests and the doctor couldn't believe it. He said, the leg is going the other direction, and with where it is now, we could do surgery, and I believe the boy will not be an invalid. He'll be able to walk. And the little boy said, oh, Daddy, please let him do the surgery, because I don't want to be an invalid. What young boy wants to be an invalid? Nobody. He said, no, son. We're going to trust God. I now know what God meant when he said, today you will be tested. Now then, he's healing the leg. And it's getting better, and because it shows up good, and they can do surgery and maybe correct it. Now then, he's going to be tested. Is he going to let the doctors do the thing, or is he going to let God finish it? You know how many of us miss those tests? The majority of us. So anyway, the little boy crying and everything, begging Daddy to let the doctor do the surgery. He says, no, absolutely not. Now I know what God meant when he said he's going to test me today. So he said, we're going to let God finish this job, and it's done. Well, here a while back, a few months ago, they both sat right here on the front row, 10, 12 years later. I asked them, I said, how many times? I said, used to when y'all were in your problem, I said, how many times did you go to the hospital? She said, every 2 to 3 weeks, we'd be in the hospital with those kids. Something wrong with them. But she says, after we got right with each other and you prayed, she said, both of the kids with allergies and asthmas, 10 to 12 years ago, has never been back to a doctor, not one single time. And I said, how about the boy that had the leg that was bad? She said, his leg is perfect. He's 21 or 22 years of age now, she said, and he runs and plays like any normal boy. Now then, who would have ever dreamed that mother's sin would be passed to the children? Isn't that amazing? We've seen that a lot. So,
and what did they say about how they were getting along?
Oh, at that time they were getting along good.
No, they said something about it. She said, we had so much of hell.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I asked her, I said, how's your life? She said, the first 10 years of our marriage was hell on earth. But the last 10 years has been a wonderful thing. Do you know whenever husbands and wives do what God says, does it make it work real well? That's all you got to do now. So we're going to read in Timothy. I want us to turn to 1 Timothy. And first of all, I want to ask you a question. The Lord says we're supposed to die to sin too. How many of y'all know you're supposed to be dead to sin? Do you know that? So since you've been cleaned and purified by the blood, do you feel like you're dead to sin today? Okay, you're ready to hear the word of God? I am dead to sin and alive to Christ. So I'm ready. Okay. Do you have the mic, honey? Yeah. You have the mic, right? Okay. Okay, so let's look at that. So if you forgive anyone their sins, they are forgiven. 1 Timothy 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Timothy. Okay, I'm going to let Cheryl read for me.
This letter is from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, appointed by the command of God our Savior and Christ Jesus, who gives us hope. I'm writing to Timothy, my true son in the faith. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace.
Okay, go on to the next verse.
When I left for Macedonia, I urged you to stay there in Ephesus and stop those whose teaching is contrary to the truth. Don't let them waste their time in endless discussion of myths and spiritual pedigrees. These things only lead to meaningless speculations which don't help people live a life of faith in God.
Okay, let's stop there just a second and let's talk just a little bit about this. Do you know anywhere out there today where people are not teaching the truth? Isn't that amazing? You know, that Paul is very clear here, you know, that we need to watch to see who's teaching something that's contrary to the truth. Well, you know, I was in a Baptist church most of my life, you know. When I was 9 months before I was born, I went to Baptist church because my mother carried me. I've been in church all my life, and like some of you have. But until about 30 years ago or 40 years ago, I believed everything the Baptists taught. And I guess most of it was true. But it's not all true, because they really pounded on me that I was a sinner saved by grace, and that I had to repent every day because I couldn't live through the day without a sin in my life. But now I've realized that God's Word says I'm supposed to live without sin. And, you know, so I try my best to not sin. And if I do sin anyway, I remit and repent of that sin, and I want to be clean and pure and holy. Don't you? Yes, I don't want any. I heard this story so many times when I was serving as a deacon in a Baptist church, when I'd go to visit somebody to come to the Baptist church. Usually it was the woman. She'd come visit the church, and then I'd go to their house to visit her and her husband. Well, and the husband said, "Well, I don't go to church because there's too many hypocrites in the church." Is there hypocrites in the church? Oh yeah, they're here. They're all over the place, you know, and there's people, you know. You don't tell them, but you want to tell them. Well, you know, then if you don't want to mess up a church, well, for sure you don't want to go down there. Yeah, I don't tell them that, but that would be true, would it not? There's all kinds of hypocrites out there, and so, but you know, we need to live our life like we are really true Christians. Now, if you're really a true Christian and you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not go around sinning. You will act like a born-again, spirit-filled son of God. Is that right, Gracie? Amen. Yeah, I mean, in your business and everything, you'll do everything. You'll be a person of integrity. You know, if you're a real Christian and you find somebody, and of course, you find somebody that says they're a Christian, and if they own a place of business, and if they're really a Christian, man, you can trust your life. I mean, if the guy builds houses or repairs cars or it doesn't make any what it is, if he's really a Christian, can you depend on him? Yes, you can. He will absolutely. You know, I'll tell you a story. When I used to own a shop up in Sherman, Texas, me and a friend of mine owned a little shop, and we worked on cars. We had a really good business up there. And one day this older lady, she had a problem with her car, that it was leaking oil underneath the back of it in the garage. So she called me and wanted me to come down and look at it. So I went down there and looked at it, and I told her, I said, "Yes, ma'am, the pinion seal's leaking." So I said, we just need to put a pinion seal in it. It's no problem. And so she said, "Okay, I'll bring it out tomorrow and let you fix it." I said, "Okay." So she brought it out the next day, and I put a pinion seal in it. You know, it's on the back end of the car. You know, some of you know what that is, some of you don't. But anyway, I put the new pinion seal in, filled it up with oil and everything great. And the next morning she called me, she said, "Son, you need to come down and check my car. It won't start." So I went down and checked it, and the starter wasn't working. The starter had gone bad. And she said, "Now then, I never had any trouble with that car till you worked on it." So I said, "Yes, ma'am, I understand." So I took the car back out to the shop, and I pulled the starter off of it. And sure enough, the brushes were wore out on it, you know, and there's all kinds of little stuff there. So I overhauled the starter for her, put some new parts in it, and fixed it like a brand new one. And I took it back to her, and it started. She went out there and checked it 3 or 4 times, and it started every time. And she said, "Okay, whatever you did, you fixed it." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "I fixed the starter. It's done." She said, "Now, I guess you're not going to charge me for this since you've done this." I said, "No, ma'am, that's right. I'm not going to charge you. I'm going to give this to you." I said, "You know, I'm sorry that I worked on it, and the next day it wouldn't start." So I said, "But I fixed that. The problem's taken care of." Now then, if I had told her that there's no connection between the starter, which is on the front of the car, and the pinion seals on the back, she would not have believed that. But I told her, I said, "Yo, ma'am," and I call lots of older ladies young ladies, but I was a young man back in those days, really a young man. And I probably wasn't 30 years old, I guess, or something like that. But I told her, I said, "Your car's in good shape, and it should give you no problem for a long time." And she said, "Are you a Christian?" I said, "Oh, yes, ma'am. I go to church every Sunday. I'm a Baptist." And she said, "Well, one thing about it, I just found out you're really a real Christian. You fixed my car. When you messed it up, you fixed my car." But you know, I mean, you know, if you can't, when you find a woman that knows nothing about a car and her car started good all these years, and now all of a sudden the pinion seal leaks and the starter goes bad over that one day period, you ain't never going to convince that woman that you didn't do that. So what do? You just fix it, you know? And so no big deal, I fix it and give it back to her. And let me tell you what, over the years, I had that shop 3 or 4 more years before I went back to aviation school. In those 3 or 4 years, I have no idea how many people came out there and says, I need to talk to Thurman Scribner. I said, yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. She said, Miss So-and-so said, you're the best mechanic and most honest mechanic in town. And they say, if you fix my car, you'll fix it, and you'll fix it right, and you won't overcharge me. And so I have no idea how much business that brought me. Now, the word of mouth advertisement is the best advertisement anybody can get. If you do things now, if a man that had been a man, you know, he knew where the starter was, knew what the pinion seal was, he would have known. I said, yeah, that pinion seal, we fixed it. Next day it wouldn't start. He said, well, it's just a coincidence that the starter went out the same next day, so just fix my starter. He would have had no problem with me charging him to fix his starter. But, you know, not a woman. You know, I mean, she just don't know. So, man, I mean, when that car wouldn't start, it's my fault. I did it. So anyway, this is I believe that this is the way every Christian should treat everybody he's working with. I mean, I if there's an issue. Now, if there's not an issue, you know, if it, like I said, been a man-to-man thing, there wouldn't have been an issue. We'd have just said, okay, your starter went bad. And he would have never questioned it. He said, well, at least one thing about it, there wasn't no oil under the driveway this morning, so my seal's obviously not leaking. You must have fixed it, and it works good. But that lady sent me no telling how much business over the years. But what the scripture here says, stop those teaching what is contrary to the truth. The truth of the Word of God is we can pray for people and we get our prayers answered. And it doesn't just have to be for healing, does it? I think of how many Christians never produce any fruit for the kingdom at all because they've never heard that, hey, God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.